Mayfair. The countdown of the dwindling winter days has people planning many things. For the die-hard gardeners, I betcha some of the bedding plants have been started indoors under special lighting for quite some time and still working hard at it. People serious about getting their income tax done are frantically searching for the bills, receipts that have accumulated in many places if they are disorganized. The accountants appreciate early clients. Calving season is in full swing for ranchers and farmers, and now that the weather is cooperating, life is a little easier for both humans and animals. Easter is early this year on March 30th and preparations are underway. Since November 2023, there has been a Kaiser tournament once a month in the Memorial Hall in Maymont. The next one is scheduled for March 23rd with the cost of $10 per player. Coffee and lunch are provided and a 50-50 draw adds to the fun. The Hamlet of Ruddle's monthly potluck is Thursday, March 14th at 6:15 p.m. in the hall. Wear something green and have an opportunity to win a green prize. An evening of fellowship with friends and neighbors is always guaranteed. Rabbit Lake Senior Sunrise Circle Annual General Meeting is scheduled for Thursday, March 21st at 7 p.m. This club hosts coffee times 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Times are 8 to 10 a.m. and 3 to 5 p.m. since January 25th. They had fun times in their hall every Thursday evening starting at 7 p.m. until the last group of people leaves. Card and board games and much fellowship are the usual. The last day for this activity is the end of April. Maymont Memorial Hall's annual meeting is to be on March 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the hall. I had the pleasure of meeting the new owners of the Maymont Restaurant and Convenience Store on Monday. The Madar family from Saskatoon purchased this business in May 2023 from Elsie Pozdrovsky, who still resides in this small thriving village. Rishbinder and Lakvinder Madar, along with their adult daughter, operate every day except Sundays. They are originally from India, and upon arrival to Canada years ago, they settled in Toronto and then moved to their permanent Saskatoon residence. It's a small family-owned cafe with a friendly atmosphere, just how Elsie used to operate. An East Indian lunch is the Friday special of the day. Madar claims it is prepared with mild species which the local people have become accustomed to. Wednesday's special is old-fashioned English fish and chips. Come say hello and enjoy a cup of coffee and or lunch or other food on the menu. If a local runs short of an important food item, there is no need to drive to the Battlefords or Radisson, as the shelves are well stocked. I know that when I'm in the Maymont and surrounding area, I'll support this local business which is on Main Street sharing the RM office. There is a fundraiser for Trevor and Jeanette Short of Medstead on March 23rd. In November 2023, Trevor was in a serious accident and he is still in Saskatoon Hospital with a long road to recovery. For more information, please contact Rob 306-342-7383, Lee 306-342-7774, or Al 306-930-9992. Doors at the Medstead Hall open at 6:30 p.m. and a live auction starts at 7:30 p.m. Please come show your support for a very worthwhile cause. Marble art was an interesting project to do in the Mayfair Library last Wednesday. Dorothy Taves instructed the interested women and one small child. Come for a good time on the third Wednesday in April again at the library. In this past month of being back from Yuma, Aries, I've been busy going to many grandchildren's sports all over the countryside in some challenging weather. There have been badminton and hockey games and tournaments for my 3 grandsons ages 7, 9 and 13. One granddaughter participated in a figure skating competition in Melfort and a dance competition in Prince Albert. Let's not put away our winter gear yet just because it's feeling like short-sleeve outdoor weather these days. A few more storms can hit the prairies.